Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Chamber annual function, but I just wanted to give you an update real quick on the University of New Orleans. A friend of mine who attended the graduation ceremony said they just finished. They came out. There were no incidents. Everything went smoothly. The graduates are celebrating with their parents right now and their family out on the grounds outside of the UNO Assembly Center, which is great news to hear. As you recall, earlier in the broadcast, we announced that there were threats and the campus was evacuated, but not the graduation ceremony. So it looks like everything went well, and we're very excited for each and every one of the graduates. And congratulations to them for their accomplishment today. And Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all of those families. So we are now joined by Natalie Barranco, board member, CEO of Prime Business Advisory Solutions. Natalie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
You are working with the Chamber. Talk to us about Prime and what it is that y'all do.
Sure. We are a business strategic consulting firm, and so we offer outsourced CFO and COO services to businesses here in the community.
So you do a lot of C-suite work with all of the folks that are working in the corporate suite, so to speak.
Absolutely. Sometimes a smaller business doesn't have the resources to hire someone like that level of expertise full-time for their business, so we serve in a fractional capacity. For some of our clients that are large enough to have a CFO, we augment that CFO and help them with larger scale projects like software integrations or automation with AI or different things like that.
Now, you recently joined the Chairman's Council. So from a business perspective or an business advisor's perspective, what did you decide at the level of investment in a chamber that made sense for your organization, Prime?
Yeah, I mean, we work obviously with businesses trying to measure and calculate what's the best kind of ROI or the risk or like where do you need to be. And for me, it was just clear that this opportunity is just, it's more than just a sponsorship, it's an investment. And so the Chairman's Council allows you to have access at a table where I'm probably honestly wouldn't be otherwise. So we get access to our representatives and to policy and economic development, and all of those things are what help my small business clients. So I actually get to have a voice with the Chairman's Council and the events and the things that they allow us access to.
So, and what is this experience done for Prime?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I joined, the same reason I'm a Chairman's Council member is the reason I joined the New Orleans Chamber to begin with, and it was access. You know, as a small business, being able to go to all of these different networking events, there's events all of the time from small power hour lunches to the big chamber after fives that can have 200, 300 folks at it. So just being able to be out and recognized in the community and to get to know other business owners has been extremely helpful. I was an ambassador for the chamber when I first was here, and then was able to grow with the chamber as my business grew and could now sit on the board and now on the chairman's council. So it's giving us access, and that when I'm with my clients, they can understand that I am involved in the community and helping to move things forward for everyone, not just for my own clients.
Obviously, the majority of the business involved in the chamber are businesses with 1 to 5 employees, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have some of the same challenges as larger organizations, right?
That's correct. And so you get this sort of peer group that, you can network with and can be around, and they can help you actually, by their experience, help you grow your own business. And I find that you, make really good relationships. There's folks that are either clients or are really good advisors to me that I met in the chamber 10 years ago, when I first started.
Mm-hmm. And the landscape is constantly changing to include regulations, laws, all kinds of different things.
It is. And under Sandra's leadership, she has done a phenomenal job of making this not only a networking connection environment, but also this policy advocacy and economic development, and allowing us to really be able to meet with our, councilmen and, the mayor and the mayor-elect, and in Washington Mardi Gras, to be able to go and sit with your elected representatives and speak about what I hear about as a person that works with small business owners as to what the barriers are for them to be here. We want to be a friendly environment, and we want more businesses to come here. And so this allows us the opportunity to help have a little voice in that and help, shape what the policy looks like.
So when you're interacting with these business owners that are maybe trying to transform their company, grow it, scale it, maybe right size it, could be, getting larger, getting smaller, you never know. What would you say are the kind of the top three challenges for small businesses?
Yes. When businesses are trying to grow or shrink, sometimes it's very hard for them, because if all of their processes and things aren't ready for that, you can get big too fast and then you can't handle it. And then your reputation kind of takes a hit. So a lot of business owners, they're either really eager to get going too fast, or they're really slow and they want to make sure every last thing is there. And there needs to be a middle ground to that, mm-hmm. In order to be successful. So I think that's a challenge. Of course, right now, a challenge is staffing and personnel. It's hard to keep good people. Sometimes people right now, they want something that's a little challenging, but not too challenging. So, trying to help the owners kind of get the right personnel, make sure that they have cross training and all of that, because that sometimes gets lost in running the business. You forget, like, oh my goodness, somebody else needs to know how to do that task. So if that person goes out or whatever, that's a lot of where we spend our time. And then the third thing, challenge right now, is how does AI and all this automation, like, how does that fit into my little small business? I see all of this out there, but I don't ever see how I could use any of that. And so trying to be strategic about what they, want to invest their time and their money into, that's going to really help make their business better for them.
It's funny that AI is brought this strategic component to the forefront in so many different ways. But what's ironic is it should have been there already for just the technologies that we have available to us right now that are not new, that in many cases are not fully implemented in a number of these businesses.
That's correct. A lot of times when they start talking to me about AI, I'm like, wait a second, let's just make sure we've made some of the technology you already have.
Let's crawl before we walk.
Right. Let's make sure you're using it to the best that it should be and that it is the most efficient before we try to go tackle something else, because AI is not something, you're not going to go to a conference and learn how to use AI for you. You're going to learn concepts and theories, and then you have to figure out how to apply it to you, which takes a lot of trial and error and practice. There's no, let me sign up and it's going to tell me what to do. So if you already have some technology, you're not leveraging it 100%, let's go fix that. Let's do that piece first. Then you can kind of step up. So I think sometimes it's a good buzzword right now, and so everybody is like, I should be doing something. But it may be just looking at your current technology stack and how can we better leverage that.
Because that current technology stack, if you're taking 100% advantage of it, may get you to the same place that AI is going to get you. Right?
It absolutely could. And it may be a lot easier to do that.
And cheaper.
Cheaper, and your staff's already in that technology stack. So there's no learning curve in terms of how the overall thing works. It just maybe is a learning curve for how those specific processes work.
We hear a lot of conversations about the way that the generations view the world and business in particular, whether it's Gen X, Y, Z, millennials, or otherwise. What do you see and what do you hear from companies that you talk to?
Yeah, a good friend of mine has just did some keynote speaking around this topic. And, you know, it's that all of those generations, they're just, they think about things differently, right? It's not that one doesn't want to do something or one wants to do it another way. It's just the way in which they're motivated to do things. And so I think once owners understand that, I can't motivate everybody the same way. And you know that, like, intuitively, well, the generational conversation is no different.
Right.
So I think a lot of that is like, if you just kind of help, I mean, I have helped business owners that had an aging workforce embrace automation and love it. But it took a little bit of time, and it was a different approach than if I would have had, you know, some 20 somethings sitting in the room. I would have done it differently. So that's just my advice, is just, you know, you have to match your approach to the audience, to the person. And that can be generation, that can be background, it can be anything. But, you know, you can get the good results that you're looking for.
But one thing that kind of flows through all of this is to have a plan, right? Because if you don't, and you haven't thought out all the parameters of what it is that you're hoping to accomplish and how you're going to get from point A to point B, you may be spending good money after bad.
Yeah,
I've seen that a lot.
Talk a lot about, you know, you have to have a plan, number one, so you know where you're going. But number two, how do you measure how you're doing towards that plan? If it's really not written down, to me, that's a wish. That's not a plan. So you're not really actively doing, you know,
right. Anything.
You're basically just wishing and kind of hope and praying that something's going to miraculously happen.
Yeah, shooting from the hip is not a strategy and it's not a plan, is it?
That's correct. So, you know, we really want to get in there and, like, let's map it out. And that doesn't mean that it's set in stone, you know. And
right. And
what we do, which is a little bit different, is we don't just give the plan. We sit with that business owner and their team, and we work side by side to help them implement it, because it's going to change. And if I just hand you something that looks pretty and said, hey, good luck, go do it, and then you get into it and step one doesn't work like we thought it would, then you have to figure out how to pivot from that, and you may just put the plan away, you know. So having that kind of partner shoulder to shoulder with you to kind of help get you through that.
What would be the most common mistake that you would see a small business make while they're trying to deploy and implement a new technology?
I think you have to think about it. What I always hear is we're going to get this software and it's going to solve all our problems. Well, process problems are not solved by software. You have to have a process that makes sense, and then the technology or the software application can help you make those gains. But what I see is...
create efficiency.
Correct. Don't build a system that works the way you work today, because all you did was shove your old processes that were maybe not as efficient into a brand new technology. The point of the technology is take you to the next level. So really think about your environment and your process and how you would, like, if you could have everything you wanted, what would that look like? Then get the software to do as much of that as it can. So that's the fault that we typically see, and we try to get in early on those so we can help challenge the owner. Like, why can't it do this? Why do you have to do it that way? Like, why can't we do that? And it's not to say that what they've been doing is wrong. It's just, how can we make it better? And have you thought about it? Because you've always had to do it that way because it was so manual. But this technology can really help
you. But that's the beauty. You eliminate WIPs, right? Works in process.
Correct.
And it doesn't mean that you got to get rid of those employees. You can deploy them in a much more meaningful way.
Absolutely.
To help that overall process, as you talked about, if you just take the time to sit down and envision it, and figure out how that particular technology is going to assist you.
Yeah, you should no longer really be paying for someone doing a lot of, like, data entry and, like, manual processes. That person should be spending the time to be analytical and to be able to look at things and help make business decisions. You don't want to spend your money for somebody to type things into a software program anymore.
Well, I'm sure Sandra's asked you to present or do a presentation at one of these meetings. If she's not, I'm sure it's going to be coming. Has it?
Oh, yeah. So I present at the Women's Leadership Conference that happens in March.
And what's the what's the reaction you get from folks when you start to kind of lay out common business misnomers, myths, mistakes?
Yeah, you get a lot of head shaking, right? Everybody kind of knows it, but it's really being at a place. I think some of it's timing. They have to be ready to embrace this activity. And so, we always get a lot of head nodding and like, oh, I need to talk to you. But they have to come to the agreement that they need to have it done and be willing to, you know, take some work. It takes some investment. And so you have to just kind of be ready for that. So, you know, it's not for everybody, even though they know they need it. You know, we have to be on their time. And it makes the process much better, honestly, when the owner's ready for it.
I had a conversation with someone the other day, and we were talking about a governmental agency that was still on an IBM AS/400. And we were talking about it. I said, well, it probably still has some significant functionality, but it's how they designed this whole process. And for those in the listening audience, it's like really old mainframe technology, we've kind of moved from mainframe technology a long, long time ago.
And sometimes those systems are really hard to move away from, and I'll tell you why. They've been customized so much that like the new software can't possibly maybe do all of those things, and so folks end up shying away from it because, you know, it may not do everything the same way that they do it today, but that's the whole reimagine, you know. I'm sure there's a way to solve it. It just might not look exactly the same it does today.
How often do you find that people are collecting or have a desire to collect data that really doesn't connect to anything that they really needed to connect?
It does. It does happen a lot.
Just for the sake of collecting it.
It does. And then it's like, well, what are you using it for? Like, we're going to go through all of this trouble to make sure that that can happen. And then what? Like, it has to be something that you're going to use, that you're going to make decisions on. Otherwise, we are, like, wasting a lot of energy and
resources.
There's
no value proposition for
that. There's no value. Yes. Yeah. And then, you know, some it's like, well, I've always looked at that. I'm like, okay, but why? Let's figure out why. Or maybe we need to be looking at something different that's going to really help move you forward, you know. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, they have their heels in and that's what they want. And we'll do that because, you know, I'm not here to argue. But eventually I think they see it because I'll give them that, but then I'll give them the other things I suggested that I think are more meaningful. And then maybe we can move away from that. But there is a lot of that goes on. They get this, like, it's almost like a comfort blanket.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people don't analyze like the reports that they kick out and the data that they collect and do an overlay to see if the data elements that they're collecting are actually showing up in the end report ever.
That's correct. We do see a lot of that, you know, or they continually look at a very lengthy financial statement, but there's so many lines and rows that it doesn't tell them what they should action on, you know. So we kind of figure, like, let's pick one or two or three things that you're going to really look at that really gives you that essence of how your business is doing. And let's look at those things over time. And the financial statement will get done, and we will continue to do all of that. But this is what's going to, you need to take this and then go make decisions.
You know, running a business is hard. Starting a business is hard. Keeping a business open is hard. I find sometimes folks implement things inside their business that make it even harder.
They do. Sometimes. It is true. And I think it's well-meaning, right? They think it's because it's the right thing, but I think sometimes it's that looking out, you know, and like, how is this going to impact? And I think it's, you know, sometimes they're scared or nervous or fearful that they've got to make a decision right this second. And so they maybe rush into something that maybe if you just stand back, take a look, talk to someone else, you know, kind of get some guidance before you just kind of rush in, that it won't make it so difficult.
How often do you see this insular process of a company, you know, small, medium, large, that they fall prey to that insular process, that they're only talking to themselves, you know?
Yes.
Especially if you have a group of individuals that have organically grown through that company, and all they know is that company. They brought no other outside experience in.
That's correct.
and, you know, are into the conversation. Do you see
that
a lot?
Yeah, you do see it a lot. And we, you know, try to say, you know, you've got to bring people in to look at this that don't look at it every day, because you need sometimes a fresh perspective to just point that out. And what I have found with those same people is that they maybe couldn't do it, and then you interject some of that outside influence, and then all of a sudden they have all of these ideas because it got them thinking, you know, so that could happen. And so that's where, you know, some kind of peer group or executive coach or something like that to, like, just help be able to spout ideas off of each other, because otherwise, you know, you get kind of stale.
And you do executive coaching, right?
I do not actually do executive coaching.
But Prime, do y'all do that at all?
We do not. We do, I would call it more like business coaching, on the business and, like, how to strategize. I have an executive coach, and I recommend that to everyone, because we work on our business, but we work on ourselves. We kind of do that together, and that's a good person to bounce ideas off of, like,
no
how
doubt.
Are you going to do this? And so that's the role we play for a business owner in terms of their business. I don't call it coaching and executive type coaching, because we don't really work on the person, you know, but on the business. And we call it a strategy thought partner, and I think everyone needs one, you know, and it can be something like a consultant like us, or it can be your friend is also president or CEO of another company, or, you know, if you're in a controller level position, go meet other controllers, you know, so that you have that opportunity.
Well, I need all the coaching I can get, Natalie. That's Natalie Baranco, board member, CEO, Prime Business Advisory Solutions. Thank you so much for joining us. I love this conversation, as you can tell.
Oh, I do. We could talk all day.
And I really enjoyed it. And have a great holiday season.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're broadcasting live here at the New Orleans Riverside Hilton for the New Orleans Chamber annual luncheon. A lot of folks, pack house here today, and we're very excited about that. We are joined by Ryan Rodrigue, incoming chair of the Government Affairs Committee. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So government affairs, you're incoming. What do you hope to accomplish and what are your priorities?
So from a chamber perspective, this is really we've been doing advocacy work over the years, primarily at the state and federal level. This, you know, going into 2026 feels like the most opportune time to really pin down what are the priorities from local government. How can we, you know, advocate for things like improvements in city services, infrastructure, economic development, public safety, et cetera? Many would view as low-hanging fruit. How do we make New Orleans a great place to do business, live, work, and raise a family?
Yeah, and I think it's really important, that communication key, right, between a business group and being able to articulate what your members are saying in your meetings and telling you about the difficulties of getting certain things accomplished. And you know this, and everyone knows this, starting a business is not easy.
Correct. And when you look at the membership composition for the New Orleans Chamber, over, you know, close to 1,500 members in the chamber, most of those small to mid-size companies. And, you know, when we're hearing feedback of, oh, it's difficult to get X, Y, and Z permitting through the process at City Hall, it's taking that aggregate feedback and have a working relationship with local city government to try and improve those processes and ultimately get a better result for the business community.
Almost 70% of the members of the chamber have less than 10 employees.
Exactly.
And it's striking.
And it is. And it's one of those things where, you know, when you think of business, big business is going to have, you know, full-time lobbyists or governmental right. affairs folks on staff. Those businesses don't, right? And so the chamber is, you know, really trying to establish itself in the lane of, this is an additional member benefit. We're going to be the voice of business for the city of New Orleans and hopefully drive impact for those members, especially the small to mid-sized folks.
So what would this advocacy tend to look like to you?
So I think it starts...
Because the state and the Fed is a different animal, right?
Correct. And I think it starts with, you know, with a new administration coming in, open, consistent communication with them to say, you know, and they've been receptive. The incoming administration has agreed to, you know, formalize those meetings to, you know, hear from the business community. What are you seeing? What challenges are you facing? How can we do better? And so I think for the first time in, you know, quite a bit of time, there's some optimism, right? And that some of these things can move forward and get better.
Yeah. When, you know, I've asked a couple of folks that it in my mind, I look at, because of the diversity of the chamber, how many different business owners, how many different industry codes that they're participating in, that before anybody starts to embark upon some kind of legislative priority, that they should view you guys as a think tank and get you in a room and start talking about things before the pen ever hits the paper.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that can, you know, that's, a critical role for the chamber to be the connector or the convener of, you know, business and the you know, the local government entity that, you know, that touches for them. Yeah. I just, you know, for example, planning and permitting has been a hot button
top
issue.
Of mind for a long time.
Top of mind for a long time for a broad segment of the business community. And so, you know, the chamber engaged in a survey of over 200 businesses who are members of the chamber to get their feedback on, you know, what does the planning process look like for them, permitting process look like for them. We're cleaning up that data and have plans to present that to the new administration in January. There's things like that that'll be at least a first step in the right direction.
Yeah, and that's a huge step, quite frankly, because it impacts not only private investment, meaning people in their home, they have to go through that permit, you know, commercial and everything, right?
Yeah, so it's...
And
it's
industrial.
Exactly. Residential builders and contractors all the way to industrial, you know, permitting land use type issues. And so it was with the help of MDRG that the survey was put together to try and get as broad of a segment of the business community as possible, consolidate that feedback. So instead of just complaining, you know, here is the problem, permitting is a problem, to put some data behind it to say, What can we do? How can we address this to make it better moving forward?
A lot of people are obviously, you know, timing is everything. There's a change in this administration. They're going to go through their infancy. There will be mistakes made for sure, no doubt about it. I think it's important that we keep the momentum going. I think we got one shot at this. When you look at it, and you look back a year from today, and we're sitting here and we're having this same interview, what would you hope to be telling me that y'all have accomplished?
First, I agree. This is, you know, from my perspective, New Orleans is at an inflection point. We have, you know, we can build on the positive momentum of things like the Super Bowl, the airport, port expansion, right? Those big ticket items. But, you know, a year from now, what I would hope to see is some of the blocking and tackling of city government really moving forward, whether that be, you know, drainage, roads, street lights on, trash picked up, public safety is a big thing. I think all of those, if we make improvements in those areas and we sit down a year from now, I would say that's a success, you know, looking into 2027, because we know it's not going to all be fixed overnight.
No, no.
But I also think having an administration that is willing to engage and communicate with the business community, and the chamber being a way to bring that voice to the table, is a big step in the right direction as we sit here today.
No, no doubt at all. I mean, it's something that we haven't had the benefit of for the last 8 years, right?
Precisely. And frankly, we need to capitalize on it, right? I think for the first time in a long time, the business community is optimistic. People you talk to around the city are optimistic. Sometimes New Orleanians, we can be our own worst critic in a lot of ways. And I think we need to capitalize on the strengths of the city in the region, but also, you know, address the challenges that we all can agree we face today.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ryan Rodriguez, incoming chair of the Government Affairs Committee. Best of luck to you. And
thank you, Newell. God thank speed. You for having me on. Thanks
and,
for being here.
And have a great holiday season.
Absolutely. You too. Merry Christmas.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Casey Urschel, chair of the Ambassador Committee. Is that the arm twister committee? Where you?
Yeah, we're the ones that force everybody to renew their membership every year. Once you're in, man, you are in for life. We don't let you go.
That's it. A deal they can't refuse, right?
That's right.
So this is going to be your second year as a chair of this committee. It's
That's
a very
right.
important committee because this is what keeps the organization alive and well, right?
Well, we like to think so. You know, the chamber staff, I mean, they're a team of six. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the chamber puts on over 100 events a year.
That's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
I've said this to people before because I knew that there were six people working. And I said, I don't know how they do it.
How they get it all done, I don't know. But the Ambassador Committee was created back in 2011. And the idea was just to kind of be an extension of the staff of the chamber. And so we kind of step in and serve as sort of your super volunteers and just help out with, you know, a bunch of extra stuff to make all the big events that they work so hard on flow a lot more smoothly.
Yeah. Hey, and the lifeline of the organization is its members, the diversity of the membership, you know, the different industries that they come from, the different size companies that they come from.
Absolutely. So the chamber has about 1,400 members, and that's, you know, as small as just single entrepreneurs and people in the business community, all the way up to some of the biggest businesses in town.
And one of the greatest benefits, and we hadn't talked a lot about this today, is just networking amongst the members. Because, you know, a lot of folks that are members or service providers provide certain things that other members can utilize.
Absolutely. So the chamber does an amazing job of really just having so many events throughout the year that give you an opportunity to get super involved in the business community, promote your business, meet other people that are like-minded. And we're all really here for the same thing. We're just trying to make business, you know, as easy and effective as possible as we can in New Orleans.
Yeah. When you started, how long have you been a member?
I have been a member. I actually moved to New Orleans back in 2013. I've been a member ever since.
And you moved here from where?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's been a very forward-leaning economic development place for,
you know, if you're into horses and bourbon, that's the place to be.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, either, exactly.
Right? When you arrived here, what struck you?
You know, I
or did you marry a woman from here?
No, I married a girl from Mississippi. But no, I moved here again back in 2013. It was a job opportunity, and honestly, I didn't know a single person in town. And it just really struck me how welcoming New Orleans is. And yeah. Look, I don't need to tell you, but New Orleans knows how to have a good time. So yeah. It's a town that likes to party, and they like to show off. So,
and I guess through the contacts that you made here in the chamber, it really helped and ease that anxiety of moving here and not knowing anybody, right?
Oh, absolutely. And when I first moved here, I worked for a very big publicly traded company. I eventually started my own business. And you know, in business, you know, that was 7 years ago. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. Mm-hmm. And being somebody that didn't grow up here, I don't know anybody.
Right.
And so I had to get really involved.
So they don't get to ask you what high school you went to.
Yeah,
right?
Paul Lawrence Dunbar in Lexington, Kentucky. What kind of cachet does that carry around here? Not much. I'm a living, breathing advocate for the chamber, again, just because there's just so many incredible resources to get you connected in the business community.
Well, and, you're the perfect story, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, you came here, you were working for a big company, you end up moving to your own and mm-hmm. starting your own company.
Yep. And when I started my own business, like I said, I realized I need to get out and meet people. And so, especially in the early days, if there was a networking event, man, I signed up for everything you could imagine. And the chamber has all those opportunities. So they have, again, there's over 100 events a year. And so, you know, in the room that we're sitting outside of, I mean, in that room right now, there's 1,000 people in there or more. You know, and there's a lot of smaller events that the chamber puts on throughout the year as well. And so it really gives gives everybody in the business community an opportunity to get involved in whatever way would best make their business successful.
If somebody out there was listening right now in the listening audience about the chamber, maybe they're thinking about starting up a company or whatever, is there an anecdotal story that you would share with them that maybe you were made aware of?
You know, gosh, I could probably sit here and think of a bunch of them, but when I go through my list of clients and I've got about 100 different businesses that I personally work with. I mean, I can go down the list and just kind of pick them off one by one. Say, I'm at that person at a chamber event. I'm at that person at a chamber event. I'm at that person at a chamber event. So, you know, again, I'm just kind of the embodiment of you know, just a big advocate for the chamber, just because it's been such a huge resource and such a big boost to my personal success.
Now, your committee's how big? How many ambassadors are there?
There's about 30 of us. And generally people are on for 2 to 3 years. The ambassador committee is great because it just gives members just kind of an extra incentive to get that much more involved. So for all the folks that attended today, when they checked in at the registration desk, that was entirely staffed by the ambassador committee. A lot of people that were standing around kind of pointing directions and helping out with various functions of today's event, that's pretty much all the ambassador committee. And it's a great way not only to get involved with the chamber, but, you know, when you come to these things, you get a chance to meet people all over the place at all the various businesses that are represented today.
Well, you're going to have your work cut out for you, my friend, because when I interviewed Elizabeth Ellison Frost earlier, mm-hmm. her goal was to double the membership.
Well, she must be getting paid on commission. I'm not sure how that works. The rest of us are volunteers.
You may want to ask her about that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I was just talking to Newell, and he said that you said I have to double the membership.
Yeah, maybe she's getting a cut or something.
Well, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for joining us today, and have a blessed holiday season.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. That's Casey Urschel, and he is the chair of the Ambassador Committee for the Chamber. We had the opportunity to meet so many fine folks today, people that give a damn, that are working hard to make a difference in the place that we call home. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed today's show as we were able to reveal the folks behind the organization today, the New Orleans Chamber, and the hard work that they're doing to make this place a better place to live, work, and raise our family, and to create a landscape and an atmosphere for small, medium, and large-sized businesses to be able to succeed, because those ingredients are so important to the vibrancy of our local economy. And without them, we don't have a city of New Orleans, and we don't have an economy. And there seems to be a lot of excitement and momentum about the incoming administration and folks talking about what they hope to be able to accomplish. And let's hope that these things come to fruition, because we know that there's some low-hanging fruit that needs to be resolved and grabbed and taken hold of and changed. Let's check in with Scoot on Free for All Friday. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, you know, Newell, I like what you just said, and I think the new mayor is going to actually point out how bad a couple of past mayors have been, especially the last mayor. I mean, we're going to learn exactly how bad she was. You think she's bad now? Wait till you see what we learn over time. I think it's going to be pretty obvious.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, we'll talk about a number of things. There's some stuff going on in sports. The Michigan coach, really interesting story about, you know, he's having this affair, but then there's this assault charge. He's in jail, supposed to face arraignment today. We'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about some NFL games, including the Saints game over the weekend. And how do you know if your child is being radicalized while online? We'll tell you some things to look for and some things to talk to your kids about.
All righty, folks, stay tuned. Scoot has a great lineup. Hope you enjoyed today's show, and I certainly hope you have a happy and a safe weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.